Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Brother Grant, and welcome to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. Our teaching today is First Things First. And Blog Talk Radio with Church Lady Now is an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. As I said, I'm Brother Grant, and I am excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. Our goal is to teach you how to live a successful Christian life through biblical application. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, to understand what we have learned, and to apply the Word to our daily living. We do only two things. We teach the Word of God, and we serve the less fortunate. Now, we broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And today we're going to look at First Things First. Now, this year we've been on a path to know the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives today. This is our 33rd teaching in our series, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. And the Trinity is the Christian Godhead theory, which is there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. Now, Godhead theory is very similar to our own human identity theory. And that being said, my name is Artis Grant Jr. I am the son of Artis Grant Sr., the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. Now, I've said this to break this down into the Trinity theory, and that language makes sense to us because we have the same three. I have three different relationships. I'm a junior, I'm a father, and I'm a son. So likewise, God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So this analogy, we hope, helps you to clarify the Godhead theory. Now, did you know that God sent His Spirit to carry on the work of Jesus Christ? And that Spirit is in you and me. This is all a setup because right now you and I have everything we need to be saved and live in victory. So here at Church Lady Ministries, our goal is to provide Bible training that will help us all live in victory. And can you use a little more victory in your life? We are here to support you in obtaining your victory, and we want to help you to live your best life now. Our Church Lady Ministry has been teaching on blogtalkradio.com since 2013, and we currently have 102 published episodes and teachings available for your listening and learning in blogtalkradio.com library. For your use, all past teachings are available on demand, which means you can listen to our program at any time. We are available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just go to blogtalkradio.com, you put in the search engine, Church Lady Now, and you bring up our library. And then you can browse and look at our programs. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry. All donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax deductible, and you can partner with us to help share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. So, I want to give you a little brief background of our story. And don't be confused. This is not a ladies-only ministry. Artis Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless population in Tacoma and Seattle for many years, as well as an international evangelist in Russia, Africa, and Korea. The name Church Lady was given to Minister Artis by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They could not remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady, and thus we have Church Lady Ministries. And we only do two things: that teach the Bible and serve. We serve the less fortunate people, the homeless people, to include men, women, and children, as well as victims of domestic violence. Church Lady Ministries is called to present the good news of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. And the Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with the call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God, and she loves to see people have their lives changed and transformed through a personal relationship with Christ. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. In addition, she uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively illustrated messages, Bible classes, workshops, and retreats, because our mission is to serve the less fortunate. The ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, heal, proclaim liberty to captives, and set those in prison free," with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. Now, Minister Artis, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And so, in addition to having traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news to Christians in Africa, Russia, and Korea, she's also active in local activities. Now, scrolling through your computer screen, if you're using a computer, it's inspirational clip art, as well as our ministry contact information. So, listeners, we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministers partner, and you can do that by committing to serve the less fortunate for just $9.99 a month. So partnership is a great opportunity for you to help us to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, you can call us today, and you can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will send you our ministry partner package. Now, Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate in the power and fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching and serving the less fortunate. So, today we're going to look at, and Church Lady is going to teach on the subject of first things first. We know the Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. How we seek the first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, is the takeaway from today's teaching. So without further ado, let's bring out our Church Lady, as this is Brother Grant from Albany, Oregon. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
Just wonderful.
Good. And so you are now in Albany, Oregon?
I'm in Albany, Oregon.
Headed south. How's the weather down there?
It's overcast, but it's clear.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
It is.
Well, I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness to the ministry. I know that you are traveling down to California, and in spite of the business that you need to take care of, you have made time to do the radio program. And I just want to say thank you. And God bless you, my friend.
You are welcome.
Well, good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to spend time with us, to allow the Spirit of the Lord to help us to develop so that we can live a successful and victorious life. Today we're going to talk about first things first. And we're going to start off by asking ourselves a question. Maybe two questions. The questions are we seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness? And two, how do we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness? Jesus said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The citation for that is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. That's our foundation scripture. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There were some Christian theologians by the name of Origen and Clement, and they quoted Jesus' teaching in Matthew this way: ask great things, and little things shall be added to you. Ask heavenly things, and earthly things shall be added to you. Today, we've got a desired outcome. And the outcome is that we want to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Today we're going to learn how to prioritize God as first in our lives. I know some people say it doesn't take all that. I'm too busy. God knows my heart. Yeah, I'm sure he does. But the Bible, which is the same yesterday, today, and forever, says, seek ye first. To seek. What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God? God's kingdom is the rule and reign of Christ in our lives. Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. That's Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. This is praying for a day when God will bring heaven to earth and will bring his rule on the planet and in our lives. You see, God has a plan for the planet. He will rule and reign on the earth. And you and I, those who have confessed Jesus as Savior and Lord, we will rule and reign with him. Now, our focus today is when we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven, that we're praying for the rule and the reign of the kingdom of God in our lives. This means we allow Jesus to be in charge of our lives. Jesus said, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17:21. Here he was speaking of himself. When we allow Jesus to be Lord of our lives, he is in control, which is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not rules and regulations, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. That's Romans 14:17. Putting first things first is surrendering your life to Christ, considering, considering that the Lord wants us to get to the point where it's not our will, but his will. It's kind of like John the Baptist. John the Baptist was willing to decrease so that Jesus could increase. Before the kingdom of God can come into to our lives, we must let go of our kingdom. That is, we've got to let go of, I think this, or I want it this way. We've got to let go of that for the kingdom of God to come, for the rule of Jesus to come. Seeking God and allowing his kingdom to come is about trust. Who are we trusting? God or self? Our goal is to put God and his will first in our lives. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. That's our foundation scripture. When Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount, he explained what it means to have treasures in heaven. He talked about being concerned with spiritual and eternal things by not focusing on earthly things. Jesus instructed us to focus on a place, and that place to us, the kingdom, that place is the kingdom of God. And he's asking us to put that first in our lives. Now, the kingdom of God is spiritual as well as physical. And this kingdom was established during Jesus' earthly ministry, and it continues today by the Holy Spirit. This kingdom is available to all who believe Jesus for their salvation. Now, when we look at Matthew 6:33, there are two intersecting topics. One is concerned with spiritual things, and the other, earthly things. So when we're seeking the kingdom of God, that's spiritual, we are intentionally focusing on our experience and our relationship with God. Now, how do you do that? We do this through prayer and meditating on the Word, reading it over and over and over again, reading it daily. You see, our relationship with God should benefit other people or service to other people. Now, we do this, that is, benefit others, by serving the poor, caring for the elderly and the sick, caring for those who are in need. In summary, our relationship with God brings us to a place where we can show the love of God for others by meeting practical as well as spiritual needs. Got to share something with you. This verse does not say if we seek God first, we will not have problems. It does not say we will live a worry-free existence. Now, in Matthew 6:34, the next verse over from our foundation scripture, the Bible says, "Therefore, do not be anxious." Do not be anxious. Do not be nervous. Do not be afraid. Because when we're seeking God's kingdom, we don't worry because we're living for God. And every situation that comes our way that pertains to us, we know that he's working it out for our good. And this confidence that he is working it out for our good reduces worry, fear, and stress. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What does it mean to pursue righteousness? In Proverbs 15:9, the Bible says that the Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. He loves those who pursue righteousness. And then later the Bible says in Romans 3:10, there is none righteous, no, not one. So if nobody's righteous, then how can we pursue it? Now, before we can pursue righteousness, we need to define it. The word righteous is often translated and can mean justice, divine holiness, justness. However, in the broadest sense, righteousness can be defined as a condition of being acceptable to God, as made possible by God. I'm going to repeat that. Righteousness can be defined as the condition of being acceptable to God, as made possible by God. God's standard is what defines true righteousness. His power is what enables it. Unless God is the author of righteousness, we will never possess it. Man-made effort will not result in righteousness. To be righteous is to be right with God. When our hearts are right with God, the outcome is that we bear fruit in life. We bear fruit. Now, sometimes we try to substitute righteousness as self-righteousness. Self-righteousness of the flesh. It makes rules, and it gives itself a gold star when it's met its own rules. But from the Bible, we know that there were these Pharisees and these Sadducees, and they were the self-righteous leaders of the church. And we know that Jesus spoke to them. He said, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything that is unclean." Whoa, that's some pretty strong language. But Jesus made his point. And sometimes we can go through the motion but not have the spirit of Christ in what we're doing. Now, to pursue righteousness means that we stop trying to justify ourselves by our good deeds and instead seek the mercy of God. God desires to transform our minds and to make us into the image of his Jesus. You see, after the death of Jesus and before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, followers of Christ pursued righteousness by keeping God's law, seeking holiness, and walking humbly with God. But today, we are justified by faith. Those who are in Christ continually seek God in order to please him. That is, you and I, we're in Christ. And our challenge is to continually seek God in order to please him. When we come to faith in Christ, he gives us the Holy Spirit to empower us to pursue righteousness. He commands us to walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit means we live a lifestyle of surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Pursuing righteousness is pursuing the character of Christ and having a desire to live life to please God. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." John 15:5. The key is spending time with God. To pursue righteousness, we begin with a heart that seeks ongoing the presence of God. Seeking the presence of God. seeking the presence of God. Seeking pertains to prayer. Praying in the kingdom of God. That means that our prayers go from just me to the greater call, the kingdom, which is a higher spiritual life for ourselves and for others. This includes seeking his righteousness. His righteousness is a gift to us that is obtained through prayer. This form of prayer is a yielding prayer when we decrease and he increases, thus allowing us to be content, knowing God is in control. And whatever we need, he will provide without our asking because we are seeking his kingdom and his righteousness. Now, in summary, in seeking his kingdom and his righteousness, you and I must be willing to say, Lord, I want your will more than I want my own will. We, like John the Baptist, want to decrease so that he can increase. Because before his kingdom comes into our lives, we must let go of our personal kingdoms. Seeking God and allowing his kingdom to come into our lives is about trust. Yes, I will trust you, Lord. The question then is, who are we trusting, God or self? When we seek the kingdom of God, we intentionally focus on our experience in our relationship with God. And we do this in two ways, through spending time in prayer, through reading our Bible, / meditating on the Word. Our relationship with God should result in benefits for others or service to others. Righteousness is a condition of being accepted to God as made possible only by him. His standard is what defines true righteousness. His power is what enables us. Unless God is the author, we will never possess righteousness. To be righteous is about being right with God. And when our hearts are right with God, the outcome is we bear results in this life. We bear fruit. We bear love, peace, joy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and long-suffering. Now, how does this happen? By allowing God to transform our minds and make us into the image of Jesus. And that transformation takes place by spending time in the Word. Today, we are justified by the flesh. However, we have an opportunity to grow by continually seeking God in order to please him. And when we come to faith in Christ, he gives us the Holy Spirit to empower us to pursue righteousness. God gives us everything for us to be successful in life. Pursuing righteousness is pursuing the character of Christ and having a desire to live to please God. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. The key is spending time with God. In closing, God has so much for us as his disciples. The key is our thought life. Seeking him first is allowing God to reign and to rule in our hearts and in our minds. The truth is, I've not arrived, but I'm willing to grow. And today I'm inviting you to grow with me. Because God makes us righteous, and he divinely provides all that we need that will contribute to our good and the good of others. Beware. The cares of the world are a trap for the poor as well as the rich. And finally, seeking the kingdom and his righteousness is about the condition of our hearts when it comes to spiritual as well as natural things. Beloved, today it is my prayer that today's teachings will help us to keep first things first. Our time has gone by so quick. Now it's time to go back to Brother Grant.
So, yes, before we say goodbye, we want to bless you and each of you with our perpetual prayer for our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So this year, we've been on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. And we had one tremendous teaching today. You've got to read the Word. So this was our 33rd teaching in the series of teachings on Come Holy Spirit. Now, you can contact us, and we invite you to follow us on social media and the like. Our social media information is you can go to blogtalkradio.com, you can put in Church Lady Now, and you can go to our library. You can go to Facebook, and it's Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. Inbox, message, like us, and follow us. Or you can do the old-fashioned thing of email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So we want to thank you for joining Church Lady Now, and please join us next week at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, because we're on a path to know the Holy, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So remember, if you'd like to become a ministry partner, please call us at area code 253-254-8350. If you want more information, and our goal is to help you live a more successful and victorious Christian life. If you need more information, you can always go into the library, listen to this teaching again, and write down our contact information. So if you want to call us, area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we invite you to join us next week. So again, thank you for joining us, and this is Brother Grant saying have a blessed day.